So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about basic beginner-friendly pieces of equipment that you should invest in if you're about to start your show. And by the end of this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you an equipment list, the 5 beginner-friendly pieces of equipment that you're going to be able to purchase within 30 minutes after listening to this episode. So stay tuned. This is Start Your Podcast for Introverts, the podcast where we help ambitious introverts start and grow a profitable podcast as a catalyst to supercharge the growth of their online service business. My name is Sasha Braham and I'm your podcast coach. We are talking all things equipment. This is for people who are literally about to start their show or who really want to start their show, but they are not tech savvy. They are not professional editors, producers, audio techs, or anything like that. Just somebody who wants to have their voice be put on a platform, grow their audience, use their podcast as a lead generation strategy, but don't really know much about the tech side, the audio quality, or anything like that. And I'm here to show you that you literally don't need to be a professional tech anything to have an amazing show, to be able to grow your audience and get this thing going. But if I know you, there's a tiny part inside of you that's using this, i.e. the podcast equipment, I don't know what I'm doing, the technical side of podcasting, as a method to stall on taking the next step of action. Perhaps that's fear. Perhaps that's analysis paralysis. But today's episode is literally about giving you information that will enable you to stop stalling and start talking, even if you haven't quite figured out what mic you're going to be using to make sure that you don't sound like a robot, but also won't require you to remortgage your home. We're talking about basic, essential things that every podcaster who's starting out needs to know and just needs to take the first step of action. And the reason why I know this, especially about the stalling aspect, is because this was exactly the same thing that I did. I had planned my podcast out. I knew what I was going to talk about. I even knew about my business and how it would link together. But because I felt overwhelmed by equipment and audio and the professionalism, I didn't have the money to invest in hiring a professional studio. I didn't really want a video podcast. So I knew that the sound quality needs to be at least half decent for people to even hear me. So what I realized I was doing, and I'm using air quotes here, I was using research methods. I was talking to other people, having conversations about what did they do? What are they using? And it was actually a method of procrastination. And analysis paralysis, instead of me just getting the work done and moving forward into what I really wanted to happen. So we're going to jump into the 5 basic pieces of equipment that I used as a beginner and what I recommend to other beginners, literally just to move the needle. So I'm going to premise this by saying what I'm about to talk about in this episode are basic, cost-effective pieces of equipment that you'll need to get started. Of course, there's going to be more expensive or wider ranges or other pieces of equipment that will make your journey easier or smoother, more professional. And if you want to invest in those from the very beginning, of course, you're able to do that. You're even able to record your entire episode, edit it, upload it onto the platform, all from your phone. So the equipment really isn't as important as taking action and moving forward into your journey. The biggest secret to purchasing the right pieces of equipment is simply to understand that you're going to just need to buy something and test it out. So first thing I want to premise is by saying this is my suggestions. It might not be what the celebrities use. It's not a production studio. It's my suggestions that are cost effective and basic and are able to just be bought and get the job done. So let's get into it. The most obvious piece of equipment that any podcaster will need is their microphone. So, of course, this is the foundation. You can get really good quality mics that are very expensive into the thousands. You can also get good quality mics that are under 100. I'll start by telling you what I use. I just purchased mine off Amazon, and it's called Audio Technica, and it's around £80. This mic is brilliant to be used at home, which is where I use it. But it's also possible to use this mic when you're traveling. So if you're going to different parts of the country or even internationally and you want to record, you want to stay consistent, this is a perfect mic for you. Going a little bit lower in price point is the Blue Snowball, which is £35 on Amazon. Or going above my price point is the Yeti, which is around £200. I also know of quite a few podcasters who use the mic in their iPhone. So I guess it comes down to preference, your price range. But what I use is the Audio Technica, around £80, bought off Amazon. The second piece of equipment that is essential is headphones or earbuds, earphones. Really important that these are wired and not wireless, so that they have an actual old school wire and does not rely on Bluetooth. You need to have somewhere secure to stand your mic up so you're able to stand up straight or sit up straight, and this will enable you to project your voice. If you're like me and many of my other podcasting peers, you will record your episodes in a small confined cupboard or closet where there's clothes around you. Now, the reason for this is when you record where there's lots of hard surfaces, the audio bounces off those surfaces and can interrupt your sound quality. So having soft fabrics around you, which is the reason why clothes are great, is because it absorbs that sound and prevents that audio being bounced back into the mic. If that's not possible, something that will help you will be a pop filter or a windshield. These are around £3 to £10, again from Amazon, and all this does is stops the muffles, the muffling sounds. But honestly, the best place that I know that my peers and I, where we record, is a very small 5x5 closet where there's clothes in it, and that helps to soundproof your audio. If you've got the money to invest in soundproof panels, go right ahead. But I wouldn't deem that to be as essential at this stage in your podcasting journey. All right, let's get back to number four. You need software to be able to record onto. There are an array of different softwares that you can get, but a few that I recommend would be GarageBand or GarageBand. This is an app that you would find as default on your iPhone or your Mac computer. And if I'm on the go, I will just use GarageBand and literally just edit stuff there and then. And if you're choosing to record your podcast on your phone and it's an iPhone, you can use GarageBand or GarageBand. I don't know how do you say this. Let's say GarageBand. I might change it as I talk further on in this episode. But GarageBand, you can just literally use it on your phone if you're choosing to record straight from your iPhone. If you are more of a PC person, Audacity is the software that is used a lot in the space. If you are more of an interview show, you might decide to use Zencastr or Zoom, classic Zoom. In fact, I still use Zoom for my individual episodes sometimes. Riverside is another great option as well, but I still use Zoom. And what I like about Zoom is you can start your podcast with just using the free version. You can record up to 40 minutes on the free version. Now, why that's good, you don't necessarily have to invest in the upgrade straight away, especially if your episodes are short or if they're solos. You can literally just record on Zoom, which is completely free, and that is your recording software. Same thing with Audacity and GarageBand. They are free pieces of software. What's really good is they have the audio only or audio and video options as well. Now, even if you're not intending for your podcast to be a video podcast, once it's recording both, you can use that as screenshots. You can use that as short form videos made perhaps on TikTok or Instagram Reels. There is an option for you. And number five, the very last piece of equipment that's essential for any podcaster who's about to start their podcast journey is Descript, which is editing software. Now, I can only recommend Descript because that's all I've used. But let me tell you, the main reason why I love Descript is, firstly, it can also double up as a recording software. So you can record visual and audio onto that platform. But the best thing that I love about Descript is the text-to-speech, speech-to-text option. Now, as you know, I am no professional editor at all. Plus, I'm very busy, so I don't have much time to edit my work. So what I do is I record on Zoom, upload into Descript, press a few buttons, and my sound that I've just recorded gets converted into text. So I've got the sound bites at the bottom plus the text of what I've said. Now, why this is gold is because, one, when I'm editing, I can see the words written out, which makes editing easier for me. But also, by having the text written out, it can be repurposed, for example, into a blog post or an article. It can also be repurposed into transcripts of the episode. I can use that information to go into my show notes. I can use that information and put it into my emails. There's so many options that makes me work smarter instead of harder, which makes my work be more efficient. So let's summarize today's episode. There are 5 pieces of equipment that I recommend for you to get going and start recording your first episode, your new podcast. As a beginner, the 5 pieces of equipment that I recommend anybody starting out their podcast would be, 1, a microphone. 2, wired headphones or earbuds. 3, an area where you can record your episodes, such as a small cupboard or a closet. 4, recording software. And 5, editing software. I've created this equipment list so that you can have it as a PDF completely free. Go ahead and download this free resource so that you can get your equipment bought within the next 30 minutes from now. What I'll leave you with is, take action and buy some equipment today. Except that this may not be the equipment that you use forever, but this is the perfect way to start. Don't use analysis paralysis as a way to procrastinate. Take action today. Download the equipment link in the show notes and get going. You can do this. All the best and see you next week. I've enjoyed spending some time with you guys today. Thanks for listening to me, and I can't wait to spend more time with you in the next episode. Bye for now.